This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. That from these honored dead, we take increased devotion. That we here highly resolve that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Of course, we begin to recognize the closing words of Lincoln's address at Gettysburg, the battlefield that was the high watermark of the Confederate rebellion and the beginning of the ebb tide of civil war. A victory not so much by the Union, but in Lincoln's mind, for the Union. Now, in a week, it will be the anniversary of that Gettysburg address. It was in November the 19th, an unusually warm day. The trees were newly bare of the leaves. Fall was in the air in Pennsylvania. It had been rainy and gray 157 years ago, next week. Lincoln wore a black band on his tall hat for the death of his favorite son, Willie. Lincoln carried his own real grief over a lost son with him to that graveyard dedication of a nation's grief over their lost ones. Grief was in the air. The trees were stark, not only bare of leaves from the fall season, but from the cannon fire that had shot off branch after branch in the huge artillery barrage that had opened this turning point battle in a war. A war that cost over 600,000 lives, a percent of American lives that would translate into over 6 million now. Everyone had been touched by suffering and death. The message that Lincoln brought with him in his short remarks was that this suffering, this death, it is not an end, but a beginning. This is why we are here to consider the spiritual life of Lincoln, because to say such a thing is a spiritual message. It was not a political message that he brought. It was not our side won. Nor was it an ethical message. The wrongdoers should be punished. It was a spiritual message, an ancient spiritual message. Out of suffering and death, we find and see new life. What you see is not what you get in the spiritual life. What you see, the graveyard, tells you there is something beyond the graveyard. That is spiritual talk. Lincoln was the American poet of that spiritual truth that day. When you reread his 272 words, you will find subliminal poetry, and it is all about birth, conceived, brought forth, birth and rebirth. The major verbs and nouns reflect this truly generative feminine motif. To him, the killing field can most deeply be seen and felt as a birthing place, not to glorify war and death, but to see glory and new life in the honor and dedication to a high ideal sacrificed for on that ground. That ideal was in Lincoln's mind, and then in so many hearers' minds ever since, the idea of freedom and its soulmate, equality. Now, there are a lot of statues and memorials at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, all standing for, in one way or another, the honor and the grief represented by all the dead. One such statue is a little one. It seems almost out of place. The man is small. He is not on a horse. He's clearly not even a military man. He looks almost like a preacher in a robe, his hand raised up as if he is blessing someone. And he was. The immigrant Irish American Catholic boys, the Irish Brigade, they and more were gathered before Father William Corby. Catholics were outsiders in Protestant America. A priest absolving a cohort of soldiers right before battle had never been done on American soil before. This 29-year-old teacher from Notre Dame is forever remembered for the impact of this moment of prayer. Reverend Corby later became president of Notre Dame University in Indiana. A spiritual figure echoing Lincoln's spiritual message, our penalty is paid. We have before us the resurrection of life. That is not too much to say about the spiritual life of Lincoln. and what he spoke of to the people to whom he had dedicated his own life and to our government of, by, and for us. This rebirth is still lighting people down in honor around the world, not just Americans, but people wanting to be reborn, free, and equal, down to the latest generation. In other words, forever. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.